Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all our Tweaking Your Vibrations Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for joining us on the Tweak of the Week. Today's topic is going to be about physical space. Val, are you there? I'm sorry.
I'm here.
About Val. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm awesome.
Good.
Tweak of the Week. What does your living space say about you? Woohoo!
Well, since I've moved from one place to another across a couple of states, my physical space right now is kind of barren in a sense. There's not a whole lot going on as far as things.
Share, Angela, what you learned about yourself when you were moving, because I love that story. Because part of that I remember thinking about, what were you willing to let go of in order to go to, you know, moving towards your next adventure? And how did the universe kind of honor that helping you release that stuff? No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm thinking about energy shift, and I want to give everyone a audible visual of that. So
yeah,
I love that story.
Well, I when I began to move and I began to put things in boxes and I started calling around for truck rentals and realized that it was going to get a little costly to take everything I had with me. So I started to think, okay, what do I need? And what can I leave behind? And as I started going through all of my stuff, I started to realize that I had so much that was packed up and put away that I had not touched in so long, the things that I hadn't looked through. So I started there first. I started getting rid of those things. And I gave a lot of stuff to Goodwill. Wasn't going to take my dishes with me. Gave dishes to Goodwill. And the reason why I was cutting back so much is because I rented a trailer, but my car could only pull so much. And so the furniture, I sold my furniture. I put it on Craigslist. Everything I put on Craigslist just flew away. I can't even explain how fast everything started to go. And there was a couple of things that kind of lingered on until the last minute, but that everything did go. But once I and even that morning, the morning of the move, I was still getting rid of stuff, just tossing things in the dumpster, and I'm thinking, wow, all this stuff. I know when I get to where I'm going, I'm not going to, what I want is to have what I need and nothing more. But as soon as I got here, some of the things that I had to leave behind that I just didn't have room for at the last minute, my computer monitor, which was an old computer monitor to begin with, but there was nowhere for me to put that, so I had to leave that. I had to leave my desk behind, left that behind, and left some pots and pans and stuff. I actually forgot about those. And I get out here and all that was replaced. I didn't even really think too much about it. The computer monitor I was thinking about because I'm like, I need my computer monitor. Got one for free. Someone's father had one sitting in their garage and he just gave it to me. And then I'm moving into the condo and there's a desk sitting right there in the garage. All I had to do was dust it off, clean it up a little bit, and I had my desk. And the dishes, a friend of mine gave me some dishes. I didn't have to worry about that, and pots. So all that stuff that I had to leave behind was replaced when I got here. And I knew that was going to happen. I wasn't worried about it. I know when I left that stuff, I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Universe opened the doors for all these things to be replaced, and they were.
That's what I love about that, and thank you for sharing that, because one of the things that I, a long time ago when I started thinking about energy, is one of my dear coaches I worked with. She talked about, this is kind of paraphrasing, the energy you express out mirrors the result you receive. It's about, like, asking you shall receive, but, you know, what you sow you shall reap. It's the same kind of inner energy shift, but if you hesitate or you hold on, then that's the same result that you're going to get. It's kind of like nature abhors a vacuum. When you let go of things, new things can come in. And so the thing that I was thinking about physical is, like, we do spring cleaning. I go through my house. If I haven't touched something in a year, with the exception of seasonal stuff, if I haven't touched in a year, I've not used it. I'll let it go. And what it helps me do is it helps me stay present to what am I, who am I now? Who am I as far as where I'm expanding, where I'm learning, where I'm growing? Who am I right now? And it's fascinating, Angela, just like you were sharing about when you let things go, new things come in.
Mm-hmm.
There are, I do this, I've rotated couches that way. I've rotated the painting on my walls that way. And there's something about, I even change my rooms in my house. My kids have been used to this for years, just to have a new sense of energy in the house. And, you know, one of those examples is when people do feng shui,
mm-hmm.
it changes that energy in the space. But at the very least, you end up letting go of things that may not be reflecting or honoring where you've, you know, who you've grown into, who you are in the moment as an ever-evolving human being. And a lot of times I'll watch those designer shows mm-hmm. and get a lot of tips off those. I'll go window shopping for little tiny things that could change and tweak it up. I let go of Christmas ornament, Christmas stuff as a way to just let go, because there may be other things that I want to put in its place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing that my taste does change. As I'm learning and expanding, my taste changes in certain things too. So I always like to move the energy out. And we did the same thing about putting things on Craigslist in the summertime. There were things that were moving really fast, and it gave us an opportunity to just kind of just empty our house out. I look at my space, and I want it to be uncluttered. So one of the tweak of the weeks is take a look at your physical space. Walk in each room and look at those items and say, is this really a really physical representation of who I am right now? Am I honoring my best? And if it's not, let it go. Give it away. And think about things that you want to bring back in there. Start going window shopping. You'd be amazed how the universe, things will be given to you, like Angela was talking about. You could, you know, something down the street or down the road or at a yard sale could show up.
Mm-hmm.
But just honor your present moment. Honor who you are in the present moment and let go of those things that are not really representing who you are right now. And I found that that's just one of the best ways to honor. Now,
This
is another thing. Angela, have you ever met somebody where they had to deal with their parents when their parents crossed over, or a house full of stuff?
Oh, I haven't met anybody, but I've heard of that happening before, holding on to, you know, somebody else's stuff and not being able to let it go because there's memories attached to that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and part of it is probably so emotional for either a loved one to have to go through someone's house and figure out what to do with all that. I mean, the emotional transition of losing someone, you know, when they cross over, but then what to do with their stuff. And I thought...
You know, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, when my mom passed, my dad was holding on to all of her clothes, and she had a couple of nice, really nice suits in the closet that he wanted to keep, but he wanted me to hold on to. And when he asked me, the first time he asked me about taking the clothing, I'm like, well, you know, she was much bigger than me. I can't get in her stuff. He said, well, not to wear, but to keep. And that was, for me, that was funny for me because she's here with me. I know she's in my memory. She's in my heart. I don't need her clothing. I don't need to hold on to her clothing to have a memory of her. And for a while, I did hold on to the clothing. But whenever I was getting ready to move, I called my sister up and I said, "Look, I'm going to give you the opportunity to come and get this stuff. If not, I'm going to give it to Goodwill." Because it was just even though it was just a couple of items of clothes, it was too much for me to have to carry on with me and hang on to everywhere that I went.
That's a great picture. And you know what? I remember a movie called Stepmom. And the interesting thing about this movie was she was dealing with cancer. And mm-hmm. she created a quilt with her children's pictures and favorite dresses and things like that. And, you know, that would probably be a really great way to kind of segue if you knew of a quilter that, if you have a loved one that has material, create a memory blanket for those grandchildren. Because there was parts of times that I would love to have recycle that. That would be great recycling.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but, you know, if there were favorite pieces. My mother-in-law loved quilts, and she gave us some of her best quilts. And I treasure those quilts because they're hand done, they're hand sewn, mm-hmm. and that was a really beautiful timepiece. But you know, getting back to nature abhors a vacuum. When you let things go, you're shifting the energy, and holding on to stuff can keep you stuck. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good way to kind of unstick. And everything is relevant in your life. It may not feel that way. You might have compartmentalized your personal, professional lives and stuff. But I know, just based on working with energies, everything is relevant. So if there's things that you're feeling stuck in one area, well, it could be happening in another area, including finances. And a lot of times when you start releasing things that no longer support who you are right now, things that financially, physically, emotionally, mentally can support you, can come into that space and honor you right now where you are. And I know that we play that game a lot letting go of things that people, you know, my husband grew up with like a pack rat, and I really work with him letting stuff go. And he finds out he doesn't feel so overwhelmed with holding on to and keeping stuff. It's like, lighten up, lighten up. And, you know, one final piece to this I was thinking too. I am going to go through the things that I would love for my children to have while I'm living.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was thinking about. It's overwhelming to have to go through someone's house and deal with their memories. I'm going to take pictures and all sorts of stuff and have that with my kids now. When they move into their place, and they have the space, I'm going to move that stuff. I'm going to just offer whatever I have so I can stay lighter and lighter as I get along. I want to travel and stuff in my, you know, older years or my more mature years. I want to travel. I don't want to have a whole bunch of stuff you have to go through. And
yes,
I definitely don't want my
to.
Kids. Yeah, I don't want my kids having to deal with any of that. So that was one of my ideas, that as each year as I let things go, I'm also looking at that whole lifeline outward and saying, you know what, my kids can enjoy this stuff now, and I can let it go, and I can have nice open space. So we are counting down our minutes right now. And that's our tweak of the week. Honor who you are in this moment, and let your physical space be a true, authentic reflection of who you are in this moment too.
Thank you guys for
Is there anything else, Angie, you'd like?
You know what? No.
Well, then we're going to go and close. And remember, who you are is more important than anything that you have to do out in the world. Have a most blessed week. Come, please join us on Sunday. We're going to have a magical journey with Wayne Parker. a dear Canadian friend, A. We love him. So have an awesome week, and we'll talk with you soon. Thanks,
Thank
everyone.
You guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.